This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Hello and welcome along. Sam and Lucy with you on a Wednesday evening. This is FUBAR Radio and it is just gone 8 o'clock. Hope you're all well. Hope the week isn't going too badly. Remember, it is now over halfway through the week. Hump day is officially over because it's 8 o'clock in the evening and you're listening to us or watching EastEnders or something.
Actually, I think when EastEnders isn't on a Wednesday.
Oh, you should know. And also, that's why we're here, isn't it?
Yeah, because EastEnders isn't on, so that's why I'm allowed to come in.
That's right. I had to miss football on Tuesday, but because you refused to do radio...
Yeah.
Is that right?
Hang on.
What day was it? You said, no, we're not doing it. And I was like, oh, are you sure? Because on a Wednesday, I have to miss football.
Yeah, no, it was a Tuesday I think you wanted to do it on, but yeah. EastEnders is on then.
Yeah, that's it. So I never get to play football now.
EastEnders, greater than Sam.
Oh, come on, don't say that.
Yeah, but it's true, mate. I'm sorry.
It's not.
Well, I don't know. Are you as good as Phil Mitchell?
Well, I've not been around as long as Phil Mitchell, so I'd probably say not.
Well, there you are then. There's your answer.
Yeah, but come on, you never know. I might go on to great things. I might be appearing in Coronation Street in a few years' time.
Ah, Corey.
You're not a fan of Corey?
I like the theme tune.
That's it, is it? I think it's Corey and EastEnders a North-South divide?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is, isn't it?
North-South divide. Yeah. And as we well know, I don't go anywhere north of Birmingham. And that's even a bit of a stretch for me.
Yeah, that's not the north, is it, though?
I go, like, up to Birmingham, which for me is as north as it gets, and then I'll happily skip up to Scotland. Scotland's fabulous, I love it. But the gap... I mean, I didn't know... I realised the other day, Leicester, Yorkshire, Lancashire, I wasn't really sure where they were on
right,
the map.
Okay, so Leicester's very different to both Yorkshire
well,
and Lancashire.
This is the thing. I'm normally quite good with geography, but I've managed to go through 22 years of life thinking that Leicester was by Lancashire and Yorkshire.
Well, Lancashire and Yorkshire aren't particularly close.
I know that now. I have to point them out on a map. It was really embarrassing.
For God's sake.
I do apologise to everyone from that general area.
Assume that's 50% of our audience now gone.
Assume.
What do you mean, assume?
They're gone.
Assume they're gone. 50% of the people
live in the north.
Assume. No, assume.
It's not assume. There's no H in it, is there?
No, but that's my accent, isn't it? Have you got a problem with that now as well, have you?
You know I've always had a problem with your accent.
For God's sake. Already? I'm sorry.
How are you, darling?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's something, like, really that's hanging over me.
Of course there is.
Yeah. I didn't want to do this at the top of the show.
No?
I didn't, no, but you said, how are you?
Well...
And do you know what I honestly feel like at the moment?
That's a polite thing to say, mate.
Do you know what I honestly feel like? Is your mic too high? You look like you're struggling
to... Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to move
it. Okay. No, it's fine. Just pull it down now while your mic's down. Right, okay. Speak to me now. Is you happy?
Yeah, I'm fine,
right,
thanks.
Okay, good.
God's sake. Always on my case.
So also, just invite listeners into the studio. We've gone for, a bare minimum lighting this evening. I thought I liked it because it gave me the feel of some kind of like nightclub and almost like a spaceship.
It is very, very, very dark. There's one tiny lamp on in the corner illuminating the lovely potted plants. Thank you, FUBAR HQ, for the potted plants, bringing a bit of oxygen in the room. But there's just kind of this dashboard of lights in front
of
Sam.
Which is what I thought I'd love. I thought it would make me feel like some kind of Power Ranger.
Or like in Star Trek or something.
Exactly. Well, obviously Star Trek's not one of my references because it's just not me, is it, at all?
That is so not you.
No. Well, can you imagine me watching Star Trek?
I can't imagine you doing any of that kind of like sci-fi nerdy stuff.
That's
not really either of us. I think I know the bare minimum, just, you know.
You get by, whereas...
I have to get by because I hate not getting cultural references. Apart from Leicester, apparently I'm fine with not knowing where the hell that is.
Yeah, and that's terrible, that is.
But I know now, it's up a bit.
What we can do one day, and write this down for next week.
Oh, right, I got a pen and paper.
We're going to do Lucy's Northern Quiz.
All right.
We'll do
that
for next week.
That's a really good idea.
All right.
Okay, look forward to that next week,
Perfect.
Guys.
Perfect. As we've said, we've gone for like minimal lighting today because I thought that I'd love the look of everything lit up in front of me, all the different knobs and the screens lit up. But actually, it turns out I can't really see Lucy. So just...
Yeah, it's really dark in here.
Yeah, should I just go and turn a light on? Do you think that's the best thing?
Well, I feel like you're wussing out already by turning the light on. Right, he's not even turning the light on. He's just re-angling the lamp. Oh, there we go.
Okay, that's all right, isn't it? That's
slightly
better.
I mean, you know no different. listening at home. It doesn't mean anything to them.
No, well, what it means is that we can have eye contact, which should hopefully mean a better show.
But I don't like looking in your eyes.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they're so brown
they're
amazing.
They're so dreamy,
so
Sam.
So dreamy, exactly.
You've got such dreamy eyes, I just can't help but stare into them.
Thank you.
But at least I can see you because you're not wearing you are wearing a nondescript grey t-shirt.
Yes.
But on top of it is a lovely undone button-up shirt. So you're not blending into the grey background for once.
Yeah, and it's all right, isn't it? It's a new piece, this.
Is it new? You're looking quite suave, mate.
Thank you.
Looking
Thank you
stylish.
Very much. Yeah. It's a nice shirt. A pinstripe shirt I'm wearing. Really
good.
Yeah,
that's not like you.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think I've got two of them. Two pinstripe shirts. But I wouldn't have got the other one out on a Wednesday just because it's a bit too smart for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to
dress up for me.
No.
I don't dress up for you.
That shirt is my lucky shirt. That has got me about four jobs.
Ooh,
seriously.
Nice. Can I see it sometime?
Well, it's shrunk in the wash.
Has it shrunk in the wash, mate? Or, you know?
No, because if anything...
Or has the winter taken its toll?
No, I think if anything, I'm better now than I was.
Yeah, that's good. That's something.
But yeah, that shirt, seriously, my other pinstripe shirt does the business. Gets me all the jobs.
Well, good for you, mate. Well done. I'm proud of you. Did you buy the shirt to cheer yourself up?
Well... This is it. Like, this shirt that I'm wearing now, that can't even cheer me up. Because at the moment, I'm having a bit of a bad week.
Why is that?
Because it started badly.
Why is that?
Right. I think that you're about to tell me that I've got nothing to worry about, but I feel...
Oh, hang on. No, is this like a proper thing, or...?
No, I don't know. You tell me. It's bothering me. At the moment, I've got butterflies constantly.
Oh.
Do you know, like,
good butterflies?
No, like something bad's about to happen. Like, you've got a spelling test on the horizon that you've not revised
okay.
for.
Nervous butterflies, not
or
like...
Or your boss has said, can I see you on Monday morning?
So anxiety.
I feel like it's a Sunday every single day. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's horrible. Why?
Yeah. Well, on Monday morning, I nipped into a newsagent's round the corner to one place of work that I've worked at recently.
Oh my God, is this going to be another one of your stories that you always tell?
Well, no, I didn't. This time
I
didn't.
And there's no thing to it. Did you see some vague celebrity? That's your hero. And it turned out that the punchline, everybody.
It wasn't a punchline.
He had a scooter.
No, last week
listen to the old show.
Yeah, well, no, I could fill people in briefly. I, like most grown-up humans, have a problem with other humans being on scooters. And I think that's fine. And I happen to see... somebody that I looked up to.
Right.
On a scooter. Anyway,
we're not doing that again.
This is a different newsagent's anecdote, right?
Great. Thanks. Is this a feature now? Is this a weekly thing? I have to get a newsagent's update from you.
Perhaps, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I go into newsagents daily, so we can do this. But anyway, this week I went to newsagents Monday morning.
Right.
All I wanted to buy.
Yeah. Lucozade?
No, not Lucozade. No. All
Fanta?
I wanted. Not, no. All I wanted was the overpriced chewing gum. And you'll notice that newsagents do overprice chewing gum, particularly in London.
They do it well.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I just want some Wrigley. Can I say that?
They've got the Monopoly. I just said Lucozade and Fanta.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Say what you like.
I want some of that extra gum.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Is that the posh one?
It's the one. It's just the generics, isn't it? But I think this one I want is ice. Extra
with you. Oh, yeah, the normal, like blue and green ones. Yeah, sorry.
That's all I wanted.
For some reason, I was thinking of that posh black one that's kind of like a matte Trident or something.
No, I think it's still owned by the same company.
There we are. This is good chat, carry on.
Yeah, well, you know, no, let's not do this. I was about to give some kind of statistics.
Are you going to do some, like, Peter K.S. material? Like, remembering the days of hubba bubba.
No, what I was going to say was actually that, I'm sure this is true.
Right.
Wrigley's have a more dominant monopoly on the chewing gum market than any other brand operating in any other market. Can you believe that?
I don't believe that.
Well, Google it. I'm sure that's true.
I don't believe that.
No, there you are. You can take that away.
If anything else,
at 10 o'clock or say 9:59, because you do normally get up and leave at 9:59 before the last song's finished.
I've got places to be.
Well, exactly. When you get up at 9:59 today, you can look back on the show and go, well, actually, yes, there is something I can tell my friends tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Wrigley's have a higher monopoly, a high percentage of the chewing gum market than any other brand operating in any other market.
Right, I don't believe that's true, just because I feel like there must be another market where something has 100% of the market.
Well,
it might not be as money spinning as gum, but I feel like there must be something that only produces a thing.
To listen to more of this episode, And to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.